It's 2-10 here on Racing HQ. We're about 4 or 5 minutes away from the first of Manawa 2, where the favourite is 2 precisely at 280, or preciously, that is preciously, number 2 at 270 and 180 over 4, Corborne Wally at 350, and number 1, Key Eye at $7.50. That race, as I say, in about 4 minutes or so, and straight after that, it'll be Tab Sports Talk. James McDonald now joins us to complete Racing HQ. Thanks for your time, James.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. Mate, there's been a lot of discussion in the last couple of hours regarding James McDonald's future. Can you tell us, has it changed at all in the last few days regarding your riding future in Sydney, as in riding for Godolphin or Hawks Racing?
Not really. All it is, I've decided with David as a decision that would go on a more freelance role. I think here in Sydney, it's that competitive. You need all the support you can get, and when just riding for one stable, it's very hard. So I'm looking forward to going out on a bit more of a freelance role and getting the opportunities that arise from overseas horses, like the Japanese horses, where when I was tied up with one stable, it's a little bit harder to ride for those stables. But definitely. Still would love to ride for Hawkses. It's if the occasion arises, and the same with Godolphin. I'm really looking forward to riding a few of their horses. But as you know, there's a few jockeys that ride work there, and I say everyone's going to get a slice of the pie.
So, in your words, James, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. So you tell us, you're not a stable rider for Godolphin.
No, not in any way at all. Obviously they've got a few riders that ride for Godolphin, and that Sammy Clipperton and Blake Shin and Christian Reese been riding Huey Bowman. So I'd say they're going to use a range of riders. And look, I'll be definitely putting my hand up for any of the rides that come my way, and especially the good ones. I'll be definitely chasing hard for them. But I still would love to ride for outside stables. Because there is a lot of stables that are going really well, and I think that's the way to go in Sydney. But like I said, I'd still love to ride for Hawkses. They've been a big part of my career here in Sydney, and without John's help, he's helped me along the way, which has been fantastic. And I've cherished every moment I've had with him, because I've had a lot of luck.
But just finally, with the Hawks Racing, you are still very keen to ride for them. And have you told them that?
Oh, for sure. Like, I'd love to ride for them. In any opportunity they give me, I'd jump at the opportunity, because they are a powerful stable, and they've got great horses that I personally have a lot of luck with. So if any of the opportunities arise, I'd definitely love to hop back on a Hawks train runner, and because of the relationship we had, we went so well together.
Well, James, I think that we appreciate you coming on, but I think you've clarified the picture. There seems to be stories out there saying that you're now under contract with Godolphin, you're now their stable rider, you've quit with Hawks and all this sort of stuff, but you've clarified the picture that you've now placed yourself as more as a freelance rider. You want to ride for many stables and not just Godolphin or Hawks. You want to ride for many.
Yeah, I want to ride for any trainer that will give me an opportunity. I think it's very important. With the autumn carnival coming up, it's very hard to ride for one stable, because you miss a few opportunities along the way, and with just being a little bit more of a freelance role, and saying that, you still got to be loyal to the trainers that have helped you along the way, which I'll still be. But I think in the tough Sydney ranks of the riding ranks, it's a good opportunity to go freelance.
James, thank you for joining us and clarifying the picture. I'm not telling you what to do, but I reckon maybe a call to a few of the trainers that I mentioned this morning might just clear their picture up as well. We thank you. I will say to you right here and now, if you're going to the races, return back home, because Ray Murray, he has just texted me that Warwick Farm races are today postponed. I'll give you some more details in a moment. James, thanks for clarifying the picture.
No problem. Thanks.
Thank you, mate.